You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live from Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man, Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Beat Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Everybody, welcome to the PHP. You got a Booker here and a Perez there. What's doing?
Oh my gosh. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it? We're going to be talking Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Also, some very unpleasant news with Keke Palmer and her baby daddy. Also, I think this is my opportunity to clear the air with Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama Barker. Some Real Housewives, Harry Styles, an update there, Jared Leto. Lots of wild stuff today, but first, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm intrigued by this tease.
There's a lot of diverse topics today, and I have nothing to add of my own. I thankfully did not leave my house once this weekend.
Really?
No.
How did you pull that with kids? You just made them stay home?
Yeah. I'm dealing with a lot right now and just getting caught up with things. And this week is the F1 race week, and I have an event that I'm hosting. And then there's a big F1 event that I'm going to tonight. I was like, I could just use this downtime, and I did, and I feel lighter. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm also thankful that we have a few new sponsors this week. So wow. Grateful for that. On the Patreon show, a caller and you were suggesting that, you know, I should really dive into at least one franchise of The Housewives. And you said,
or reality show.
Sure. If I care about what I'm talking about, that would help so much. Well, Taylor Swift is my Housewives. Taylor Swift is my Roman Empire. Taylor Swift, I really care about. Taylor Swift, I'm really invested in.
We get it. You're card-holding Taylor Swift groupie. We got it.
So we're going to go all in with Taylor and other things we're talking about today. But first, even before we get to all of the Travis stuff, I shared something on my social media that really divided people, and I love that. I posted a clip of Taylor in Buenos Aires, the first stop of her international tour. And she had, I would say, an even bigger than a presidential motorcade. She had the most ginormous security detail in Argentina.
I read that that was fake, by the way.
What do you
that
mean?
That was for somebody else. That wasn't Taylor Swift.
You read that was fake?
I read that this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay, well then I guess that ruins that. All right, well let's keep it moving.
On to the next cheering section that I could take a dump on.
You're sure you read that and it's fake?
I did. I read it this morning on Twitter. They're like, that's not her security. It was for some president or something. But I'm sure she has a crazy security detail, though. I would imagine she does.
But that one just seemed like they were closing down streets for whomever was in that car. But all right, if it wasn't her, great. Then that solves that. Well, I need to look that up now and make sure. Was that just somebody on Twitter or was that an article that you read?
No, I just read it on Twitter this morning. Somebody was just like clowning that everyone's reporting that that was her murdercade and it wasn't.
Let me look.
Maybe it was hers. Let's call it hers. Why not?
But I have not seen an article on that. I just Googled it. So
like there's going to be an article. Somebody was really smart and said, I know how I'll get a ton of hits. I'll put out a video and everyone will report
on it. An article saying that it's not true.
Oh, I didn't see an article. I just saw people commenting that it's from something else.
That doesn't mean it's not true. I don't know.
Like I said, you're right. All right. It could be that. And I also believe she probably has a crazy security detail.
My one point is they would not allow something like that in New York City. And that's a comparable place to Buenos Aires. Nor would they allow that in Los Angeles. Like, oh, Taylor Swift's in town. We've got to close down streets so that she can get through real easily.
Yeah.
I understand safety and I'm all for her being as safe as possible. But if that was her motorcade, I think that that's excessive.
Like, nobody knows what car she's in. You could put somebody in a car in an SUV and just drive. People can't see inside the SUV. Making a fuss kind of makes it a bigger deal when it doesn't need to be. You're going to get to wherever you're getting.
Exactly. And the big deal was the moment in her show in Buenos Aires when she sang Karma and she changed the lyrics. Travis Kelce flew down to Argentina to be with her. And, you know, this is weird. We spoke, I think it was on the Patreon or maybe the regular show. There's mm-hmm. this Instagram account that tracks Taylor's jets. And that Instagram account posted about this one jet, a private plane that went down to Argentina with Travis Kelce on board. Well, it turns out, I learned since then, that it was not one of Taylor's jets. And the guy just posted it anyways. That seems sketchy to me.
The motorcade story seems sketchy to me. Look, it's a clickbait media. Nobody has to be true. Nobody has to tell the truth. The internet is lawless.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, then at least specify clearly in the caption, this is not one of Taylor's jets.
So they tracked the jet going to Buenos Aires and she wasn't on it. It's not her jet.
It was not her jet. But what that means is Travis paid for his own private plane to go to Buenos Aires. First of all, obviously he can afford it, but
sure.
Is he above flying commercial to go to Buenos Aires? I don't know.
I don't know how international. I've never flown internationally private, so I have no idea how that works.
I mean, if I had to put a price figure on it, I'd say 50K at a minimum.
Yeah, I would say 50K. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Which he could easily afford, but I mean, what's the big deal with him flying, you know, first class? And there were no famous people at that show besides him. Mm. So on to the moment that broke the internet. It really broke the internet.
My internet works just fine.
The moment that broke the internet, towards the end of the show, Taylor Swift was performing Karma. And instead of the usual lyrics, she sang, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs.
Stage 5 clinger.
Actually, some people, some assholes, I'm going to call them that, okay?
Well, then put me in the pile because this is so hot and heavy and so fast and she had another boyfriend 15 minutes ago. It's just like, whoo, slow your roll.
You said stage 5 clinger. I've seen other people accuse her of a different tactic, which maybe is similar, but it's actually like a technique. It's called
love bombing.
Love bombing, yes, yes. Yeah. Which I fucking want to be love bombed. Love bomb the shit out of me. If I'm into you, I want it nuclear. Okay, give me all your love and let me know it. Don't be shy about it. So I love that, and that was the first. Actually, that was not the first clip, but I saw that clip. And I loved it. And then the clip of his reaction, seeing it, went viral as well. And he was next to Taylor's dad, so being all chummy, enjoying the show with Scott Swift. And he got so shy. Like, he was blushing. Like, I don't think he was nervous, per se, but he got, maybe not so shy, but for like a brief moment, like he covered his face, like, wow. Then he loved it. Because, you know, this guy is eating it up. Like, he is all about it. And
he loves attention. There's no denying that.
And I love it. Because maybe all of these years where Taylor was pretending she doesn't love attention, it was just subduing her really loving attention. And she's now met somebody who loves attention just like she does. And it's like a perfect match. Loves attention, but is also confident in who he is.
And does his own thing.
Yeah. So that happened. And then afterwards, the show's over and we get video of her running up to him, swooping her arms around him and sharing a passionate kiss and embrace, and I'm like, it broke me. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, this is better than anything on TV, because this, unlike fake ass Real Housewives, this is real. And some fuck you. Some
me?
Cynics.
What'd I do?
Some I thought you were gonna say it was not real. Some cynics.
What's not real?
This
is real. Okay. Why? I don't think it's not real. Why would I say that?
Well, some cynics, I've read that. Some cynics.
At this point, people are still saying it's not real.
Yes.
Well, those people are silly.
Exactly.
He's flying halfway across the freaking world to go to a concert.
They say it's PR, and I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah, I'm so into it. And I love that they had that kiss and embrace, knowing that that part of backstage was viewable to thousands of people. The majority of the stadium did not see it, but there was that one section with thousands of people that did see that.
Kellen tracked down the actual, she's the first one. She tracked down the actual girl that made that video and gave her the first credit for it. And everybody else got it from like fan sites or whatever. But Kellen got the actual girl and got her approval to put it out.
Nice. So I loved that she didn't care. She knew what was going to happen and she did it anyways. And then afterwards, they went to the hotel and they made some sweet, sweet loving.
You don't know that.
My sources tell me.
Your sources?
That's what happened. Yeah. But that was not the only part of everything that got people talking and excited. Even before all of that, Taylor and Travis were spotted out to dinner in Buenos Aires. And this one person left a really interesting comment with a very, I don't know if it's popular take or if she's in the minority, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts and also hear from our listeners. As always, our number is 800-721-1185. When Taylor and Travis were spotted at this restaurant in Buenos Aires, they were caught leaving. So they had finished dinner and Taylor was leading him out by the hand. And this woman seemed triggered and upset, thinking, I guess, that emasculates him, saying she should be behind him. The man should always be in front. And I'm like, that's probably something that a lot of women think. Is it the majority, the minority? Like, who? What do you think? And actually, before I even get your thoughts, like, I actually think if we're looking at it just from the point of view of safety, because she's not an average woman, it's safer for him to be behind her because then he can protect her from behind and also keep his eyes out ahead of her to see if anybody's coming for her. So safety-wise, the safest thing for him is to be behind Taylor, not in front. But I understand some people are traditional, but if you're being traditional, you're not doing what's best for her safety as a man, okay? What do you think?
I don't know. It depends on just, to me, I'm thinking it's a restaurant and where they're sitting. And if she was the first one up and heading towards the exit, then so be it. If this was walking down the street, I guess there's something to that. But I agree with you. It's like when you walk down the street, the girl is never supposed to be on the roadside. The guy is. That's just the way it is.
I didn't fucking know that. That's new to me.
I don't think it means literally anything. It just literally means where they were sitting, and that's how they left. You know, I don't think people put too much thought into it.
Well, I was just curious if that was a common thought or not. From our female listeners, let us know. And speaking of Taylor, wrapping things up, it was really nice to see Taylor Swift being mentioned by Britney Spears. Britney posted this real throwback photo of Taylor pre-fame. Like years before she was famous, Taylor Swift met Britney Spears. And
really?
This photo exists. I believe
that's cool.
I believe it was 2003, like forever ago. Also, over the weekend, Britney Spears was mentioned, but more than mentioned, like poked fun at on Saturday Night Live with Timothée Chalamet hosting, which there was an after party and Kylie Jenner was there supporting her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But Britney's manager did not take kindly to the SNL skit. He called them out saying, you know, why are you making fun of Britney and not being funny when you called me wanting her on the show?
Well, this just in, it's a parody show. They usually take pop culture things and goof on them. And I don't know if it's your first day on the planet, but that's how it works.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if he was just speaking for himself or Britney is aware.
Either way, she's the famous one. And if you have a problem with SNL spoofing you, I mean, you're going to have a lot of problems managing Britney Spears.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From Britney Spears to a lot of drama with Keke Palmer, sadly. We've mentioned on the podcast the drama with her baby daddy. They're not married. It all kicked off publicly after she went to the Usher show in Vegas, the residency. She wore a revealing dress, which she's able to because she's an independent woman and she's an adult and she can do whatever she wants. And then he called her out publicly for that. Well, now we've learned that they were having issues even before that. They have a child together. And Keke Palmer has accused this guy, Darius Jackson, of domestic violence. Real ugly stuff. She filed for a restraining order against him and full physical custody of their child, their son. The temporary restraining order was granted, and she also was given temporary full custody. There was also leaked security cam images of alleged domestic violence. I would understand why leaking these security camera images would help, but it doesn't need to. Like, if you have that, you can present that to the judge, you know,
to a
like,
judge. Yeah,
I don't know for sure she leaked it or her team leaked it, but it leaked. But Keke Palmer's mother is still her manager and has notoriously been very private, is not one of these momagers that loves being front and center. However, after all of this news broke, Keke Palmer's mom was out there making a video attacking this guy's brother because the brother was getting in on the mix having, you know, sharing his opinions publicly on Twitter. And the mom was like, you're the one who gave all these bad examples.
I love all these morons that think that they're part of the story. They're not. Just sit down. Shut up. If Kiki wants to say something, say it on her Twitter or wherever the fuck she wants to. And if the boyfriend, husband, whatever the fuck he is going to say something, he should say it there. But when you got the mom and some family member like beefing out about somebody else's life, give me a break. Give all of us a break. Focus on your own stupid life that nobody cares about.
Well, the real interesting thing, and I just say this for context, I noticed that the security camera footage was from 2022. So at least 12 months ago or more, right. They had stayed together after that. As it happens often in situations where women are the victims of domestic violence.
This is between them. I've got the flag up that I just don't care.
I mean, yeah, it feels sad.
I barely know who she is, and I couldn't care less about her divorce. I just get annoyed when the other family members think they're somebody and they're going to hash out somebody else's life online. Focus on yourself, stupid.
Let's move on to lighter things. Let's talk Grammy nods. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to watch the Grammys. It's the only awards show that I still pay attention to. Nobody really excited me this year. I mean, well, actually, I'll share the two people that I'm most excited about, the two categories that I'm most invested in are Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. I would give it to Taylor Swift. It should be noted that the most honored Grammy-nominated artist this year is SZA, so congratulations mm-hmm. to her. And then for Song and Record of the Year, I would give that not to Taylor with Antihero.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes, I would give both of those to Miley Cyrus.
I would too. I wouldn't give Taylor Album of the Year. John Batiste is going to get that. God knows why.
If I was a Grammy voter, and I think I should be a damn Grammy voter.
Record of the Year. How does how does Morgan Wallen get snubbed? There was like two giant country records
That's
this year.
Bigger
than any record. Bigger than any Taylor record. Bigger than any Miley record. You want to talk about those stupid charts I don't care about. I mean, literally dominated the chart, the Hot 100 for like months and months, that one country record did.
Anyways, actually, I saw this one thing that was really heartwarming. This musician named Jelly Roll. Are you familiar with him?
Of course.
I was not familiar with him before this year.
We talked about Jelly Roll recently.
I know.
We talked about his wife.
I know.
You knew about him.
Yes. Okay. But all I'm saying is prior to this year, I didn't know him.
Oh, he didn't blow up till this year.
Is this the year he blew up? Okay. All right.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I didn't know if he was famous before this year or not.
No.
Okay.
I want to say he just won like Best New Artist at the Country Music Awards at like age 39. And he did speech about
that. I love that. That was a great speech. It was like he was giving a sermon. I saw that.
Yeah. He's got a lot of heart.
He was real eloquent. And then he got nominated for at least one Grammy, possibly more. I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. But responding to his Grammy nomination, he made this video and he started crying. And I started crying. And like, I don't even know his music, but it was just such beautiful, raw, sincere, honest, powerful emotion and inspiring. And
yes, he's very authentic.
If you haven't seen that video of him, like just being very vulnerable, watching him do that, I think it was really beautiful and cathartic. And I did watch this one video. I don't even know why I'm sharing this. I didn't leave my house this weekend, but I did watch a lot of videos of this one woman on YouTube who died a few days ago of cancer. Jenny Apple is her name, sending light to all of her loved ones. I don't know why, but my YouTube, it keeps feeding me content of people having cancer, and I keep watching it. And
well, you just answered your own question. That's why it's doing it. You're watching it. It thinks you're interested in that. Clearly you are.
I am, I guess. But why am I? I don't know. I mean, it makes me cherish life more. I don't know. But she was a very beautiful and light-hearted woman. So on to more lighthearted news. This happened after our Patreon show, and it gave me so much anxiety. So fucking bananas. Jared Leto scaling the Empire State Building. He's an avid mountain climber, but that's not a mountain. And climbing that, like, I don't know if it's easier or harder. I'm looking at the Empire State.
The whole thing gave me anxiety.
I know.
It's hard to watch. Jared said the hard part about it was he didn't realize how sharp the building was going to be. A lot of sharp edges to the things he was grabbing, and it screwed up his hands. And it actually was a lot harder than he thought it would be. He's insane. I mean, yeah. He loves to climb. And I guess when you don't have a fear of heights, it's not a big deal. He was in a harness. So there's, you know, he wasn't going to fall. There was no, you know, real danger.
Still, I would not.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
When I'm at a floor that high with a window, I stay away from the window. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't. I remember Windows of the World at the World Trade Center. I would stay like 30 feet from the windows because that building would sway. Ooh. And it's scary up there. We did a show once. What did we do? Oh, the peppers on the roof. And that was like, get me out of here. I am not into those heights like that. Get out.
He wasn't even scared. He said, quote, I was more excited than nervous, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. But now I actually think that this is an interesting career opportunity for him at least one or two more times. What I'm getting at is if there's a brand or a something that wants a lot of attention, like, I don't know, like Red Bull, let's say a random thing, like if Red Bull mm-hmm. launches a new can, like a new product, if they have Jared Leto scale the Red Bull building, it would still get a lot of attention.
Remember when Pink performed at the, what was it, the Grammys downtown
or the American,
LA?
No, the American Music Awards, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the Grammys, but she scaled the side of that building.
Yes.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Bananas.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right. We have to talk about Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama. A little backstory, if you've forgotten. She, I believe, dropped out of school, is being homeschooled, and wants to focus on her music career. Good on her. Her dad's a musician. She wants to be a rapper. Calabasas wrapper. And
the mean streets of Calabasas.
Yeah. But you know what? You don't have to come from the mean streets to be a rapper.
What do you rap about? Like Whole Foods?
Rapping is for all those people who just can't sing and really love music and want to be an artist. she wants to be a rapper, and she just released a song about getting freaky, getting nasty, and having her pussy eaten.
Wow.
So I saw that and I shared that. Then I posted another piece of content about her where she wore a very revealing outfit. And I captioned that it wouldn't surprise me if when she turns 18, she launches an OnlyFans. And I get it. Her dad's rich. She probably doesn't need the money, but she clearly loves the attention. And also, I'm sure her dad's money comes with strings attached. And she probably wants to control her own finances and make her own millions of dollars like Bad Baby did the moment she turned 18. And I thought everybody would just be like, yup, I see it too. But I was shocked at the blowback that I got.
Yeah, I'm about to give it to you.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
She's 17.
And she just released a song about having her pussy eaten.
And, you know, you could comment on that. But now you're talking about, you know, what she's going to do when she's 18.
Yeah, next month. She turns 18 next month.
Okay. Well, she's not 18 yet. You're talking about a minor.
Okay. So next month when she turns 18 on that day.
Period.
Then it'll be absolutely fine.
Is it next month yet?
It's next month.
Maybe we'll put the show out next month. She's a minor. This is a very touchy.
She released a song about having
her pussy. Who cares? She's a kid.
Eaten.
She's a kid. So what?
Her parents allowed that.
Okay, then her parents can parent her. Okay. It's not your job to do that.
Well, I don't think there's anything inappropriate with speculating that based on what I've seen, she will launch an OnlyFans. I don't regret it. I'm not
I'm just
sorry.
I'm telling you why you're getting blowback.
Okay.
You're commenting on a child.
I don't think somebody who is going to turn 18 next month.
I'm not debating you.
Okay.
I'm telling you why you're getting blowback. That's it.
Okay, well, I'm not sorry to those people. I fully stand by what I said, and I think my prediction is pretty accurate. Her mother has an OnlyFans, Shayna Mokler. Her mother is a former Playboy model. It's the family business. There would be nothing absolutely shocking if the day she turns 18 next month, she launches an OnlyFans. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not slut-shaming her. If she wants to, you know, exploit her body for financial gain, then go for it. Bad Baby did it to the tune of dozens of millions of dollars. Like, she made, I think, allegedly about $50 million, Bad Baby did.
I don't believe any of that for the record.
At a very minimum, she shared the receipts, and at a minimum, she made $15 million.
I just don't believe that many people have that much money to join somebody's OnlyFans and to stay a fan.
Well, that's no.
I just don't buy it.
She made the most amount of money the first month. You know,
like the first day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then it went from 15 million the first month to a lot, like I think a million the second month.
Yeah.
So there was like a lot of drop off.
And $15 by month six.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that's how much she's making now. It's been 2+ years.
I don't think there's a big long runway for anybody on OnlyFans, but I could be wrong. You know, maybe it's the companionship or, you know, you get a personal relationship with the subject.
The people on OnlyFans make a lot of money with direct messages. Like,
yeah.
The poor folks don't realize that 95% of the time, it's not the actual celebrity they're messaging. They're people that they pay to respond to messages on OnlyFans. So, yeah, you know, should I play the song? You want to hear the song?
No.
Okay. If you all want to hear the song, it's on my social media. Dolly Parton has a big heart. She's also got a new album of duets, rock songs, and one of her duet partners is Kid Rock, whom a lot of people dislike strongly, and Dolly does not. She's very forgiving, she's a Christian, and she believes in not canceling people. She had a lot of thoughts on that, but I'm not going to read them all. For some reason, Amy Schumer felt compelled to make the claim that she's the most successful comedian of all time. She says, "People call me a failed comic. I'm the most successful female comedian of all time." Now, that's funny.
That's the funniest joke she's ever told.
That's funny. Some more newness before we take some calls. Hot on the Scene is this new release by Dua Lipa. She's got a new song out called Houdini.
Houdini, yeah.
You heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I have some conflicted thoughts about it. It's one of those songs where I like it, but I don't love it. And I predict that it's like one of those songs you're like, yeah, it sounds like a moderate hit. Like it could peak at number 15 or number 12, but it's definitely not like a top 10 hit, you know?
Look, I always talk about what's available, right? Like what else is out? She's one of the biggest artists that has something out right now. And like you, I don't think it's like the greatest reinvention of the wheel. It's a very solid pop song.
Yeah, I like it, but I want to love it.
Me too, and I love the production on it, and I really am loving her voice and the presentation of it. But I do feel like, yeah, it is kind of generic, the whole Houdini thing. But you know what? I think it'll end up at the top of the charts just because there's nothing else on the charts that anyone's going, oh my God, this is the greatest song. There's just not a lot of great pop music out right now. So I think it's going to go higher than you think just because of that.
Also making a lot of noise was this new Mean Girls trailer. You probably did not. You saw it?
I didn't see the trailer. I know the news of the trailer, yes.
So for a couple of years there was a Mean Girls musical on Broadway. Those songs are now being turned into a movie, another Mean Girls movie, which is not a direct carbon copy of the original film or I think even the Broadway musical. I think they've continued to make some tweaks and changes. And I saw the trailer and I'm like, I love the original Mean Girls movie and this is not for me.
Really?
It just did not land. It's sad when that pales in comparison to a fucking commercial. Walmart recently released a Mean Girls commercial with three of the original women. It was Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, and Lacey Chabert. And that fucking 2+ minute commercial was way better than the Mean Girls movie musical trailer.
Really?
It was sad. Am I the only one? Or did you guys have a similar thought? 800-721-1185. Let me know what you think. And finally, I was wrong.
What?
Something on the Patreon that I did not get right. I shared how there was this blind item about Harry Styles, that he was in Las Vegas and he debuted a buzzed head, right? And it sent all of his fans goo goo gaga crazy. And I just thought it was weird. I was like, I don't believe it, because if Harry Styles was at a U2 concert, there would be video and photos out there. People would notice and they would take video and photo.
Even just one, because it's such a story. Just one photo would have caught fire, much like the Taylor Swift hugging Travis Kelce this weekend. It would have caught fire. He's a huge international star. Yeah. I can't figure out why it took a week either.
That's the thing. So allegedly it was real and a photo did leak. But this is the weird thing. He was at the Sphere 8 days before that photo leaked. If his fans would have found that photo earlier, that would have gone viral way quicker by the time we recorded our Patreon show.
That's what I'd said. Yes.
And it's just,
I agree.
It's so weird to me.
I was telling Perez, I go, well, I don't think the cross-pollination between Harry Styles fans and U2 fans, I mean, U2 fans are like 50, you know what I mean? So he could probably walk in there and be kind of anonymous, or someone would be like, oh, there's Harry Styles, and not think it's the biggest deal ever.
I feel like
a 15-year-old girl.
Everybody knows Harry Styles.
With a shaved head?
It's Harry fucking Styles, yes.
With a shaved head, though. Maybe not. That's what I'm saying. Like, you may, if you saw him and a bunch of people were making a fuss and you saw the whole thing, but the guy had a shaved head.
Yeah, but he wasn't even trying to be incognito. He didn't have a hoodie on.
Hey, look, it took 8 days, to my point.
It's so weird.
Elle from Jersey. I just wanted to make a comment about the Kyle Richards, Mauricio whole story divorce going down. 12 years ago, I used to work for NBC Universal.
Ooh.
I was a quality control screener listening for curse words and watching for nip slips, basically watching all content down before air. I used to have to watch a lot of Bravo, and I can tell you that I feel like they selected Kyle Richards based on the fact she had a hot, successful husband. Of course, she has ties to the Hilton family. But the fact that, you know, they kind of built their own little empire there and he was very prominently featured on the show, I feel like that's crazy. They don't have a prenup in place, but it makes sense because it speaks to the fact that they did make all this money themselves. Otherwise, I don't care about the housewives. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Well, also, they were married prior to Housewives, you know?
Yeah.
They were married for a while before that.
Hey, this is Claire. I'm a longtime listener and a Patreon subscriber.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to comment on last episode, you guys were talking about Taylor Swift's crazy album sales and everything. And on one hand, I agree with Booker. It's not like it was back in the day, and you can't really rely on it for same like streams because people do buy it just to be collectors. But I do think that it's an interesting point that the record sales are kind of going into like the vinyls and the cassettes because that's where people can just stream now. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting critique on the music industry because the people are not buying CDs to listen to the music anymore, right? Like they can just stream it. So I think it's an interesting critique.
I now regret getting rid of all of my CDs.
You regret getting rid of your CDs?
Because I had so many of them.
I have my books of them still. They're like in the garage. I still have the CDs. I don't have the hard cases anymore.
Oh, that's cool. I got rid of all of them. And it's like, I had a lot of like really cool like imports because I was a big Anglophile. So like tons of like Tori Amos would release exclusive stuff only in the UK, or like all my mm-hmm. Robbie Williams imports or Kylie Minogue or whatever. Like,
here's the thing. I don't think they're ever coming back. I think this is just merch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like no one's playing them. It's just funny that they're counting it as music sales when, I mean, it technically is, but
I'd rather buy a t-shirt, you know, if I was going to buy merch.
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift fans will buy literally anything. And, you know, that's what they're doing.
Well, we love Taylor and we love you. Thank you for listening. We'll see some of you on Thursday for our Patreon show. If not, see you next Monday. Have a wonderful week. Happy holidays.
Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.